We're going to get started here, and our first presenter this morning is Dr. Howard Hill. He's our immediate past president and chairman of our trade committee, and he's going to talk about the dietary guidelines for Americans. Howard?
Thanks, Dave, and I do have our resident expert staff person here, Dr. Dan Kovich, who's been with us about 6 months, so he will handle the tough questions. The 2015 Dietary Guideline Advisory Committee, which issued its recommendations in February, did not use the established nutritional evidence library to reach a majority of its conclusions. That library was specifically created to bring scientific rigor and transparency to the dietary guideline development process, and not using it created the perception that the advisory committee kind of cherry-picked the science. The advisory committee report seemed to recommend lesser amounts of red and processed meat because of three issues. One, they believed to be consumed in excess of the recommended daily allowance for protein. They are alleged to be higher in sodium and saturated fat, and all animal products are alleged to be less sustainable than plant-based products. The advisory committee report shows that more than 60% of the U.S. population is consuming the protein food group at or below the recommended intake level. And it found that low intake of protein is particularly of concern for our elderly population, which we all know is growing, evidenced by me. Yeah? Research has shown that calories coming from dietary fat are no higher or lower amongst American adults eating pork compared to those who do not eat pork. Today, pork is 16% leaner, 27% lower in saturated fat compared to 20 years ago. And current research is showing that recommendations to avoid saturated fat may be unwarranted. And a little sidebar, at one of our recent meetings, we had an author that spoke who wrote the Big Fat Surprise. So if you haven't read that book, I would say it's very interesting reading. It kind of debunks a lot of the stuff that the government's been throwing out at us about what our diet should look like. Neither red nor processed meats are inherently high in sodium, and processed meats encompass a very broad and diverse range of products that are wholesome and can be readily incorporated into a healthy diet. The committee apparently had a little trouble with terms. Surprise, huh? The meat product can be lean, red, and processed all at the same time. The pork industry offers many varieties of ham, for example, that would fit all three of those descriptors and be healthy, nutritious, and desirable component of a healthy diet. On the issue of sustainability, this is something that pork producers take very seriously. They work hard every day to produce a product that's both efficient and environmentally responsible. We appreciate the importance of this subject, and many producers have made huge investments building on the sustainability of our product. In fact, some of the pork board data that's been done on their environmental studies compared to 50 years ago, the U.S. pork producer today uses 78% less land, 45% less water, and produces a pound of pork, less water to produce a pound of pork, and has 35% smaller footprint. So I'll just repeat those because I maybe confuse you. Compared to 50 years ago, we have 78% less land used, 45% less water to produce a pound of pork, and we have a 35% smaller carbon footprint. The Dietary Guideline Advisory Committee had neither the mandate nor the breadth of experience needed to talk about this subject of sustainability. Finally, I think you know this, that NPPC has communicated to the Secretaries of Agriculture and Health and Human Services, who will be writing the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, that they should reject the advisory committee's recommendation related to meat. They also should disregard the committee's pretentious pronouncement on sustainability kind of a foray into trendy food policy. With that, I'll take questions. Anybody's got any questions? Well, I do. It may not have any direct impact on the housewife that goes and buys groceries, okay? What the impact it'll have, though, is a lot of the federal food purchasing programs, like school lunches, military purchases and things like that, will be following those guidelines. So it will have a big impact. Dan, do you have any comment about that?
I would also just add that a lot of state governments will adopt the guidelines by reference, and that also will trickle down to a lot of private but large institutions, such as hospitals, nursing homes, et cetera, all look to these guidelines as kind of the standard that they need to follow when developing diets for their residents or people impacted by their programs.
Don't sit down. The other thing I'd say is, these guidelines are rewritten every 5 years, and it's a joint effort between USDA, Secretary of Agriculture, and the Health and Human Services. And the way I understand it, they kind of take turns. So, Secretary Vilsack, if you probably recall what he said about his 3-year-old granddaughter and his 5-year-old grandson or whatever it was, that the one of them, that when they color, they just color all over the place. And that's kind of, that was his analogy for what this advisory committee did. They just colored all over the place. And he said, but I will promise you, like my 5-year-old or 7-year-old grandson, we will color within the lines. The problem is, this is the year that Health and Human Services actually has the lead. So him saying that gives us a little bit of comfort, but doesn't guarantee that we won't end up with something that is distasteful for us. Other questions? Chad? Yeah, what we have is their recommendation. We don't really have the guidelines yet, and I don't know what the timetable is. Dan?
They've indicated that they believe it will come out either probably in late December or very early January of next year. Essentially, when it comes out, it is what it is.
And I think there's some push to get the guidelines to be rewritten every 10 years rather than every 5 years, isn't there? So, how much changes in 5 years, I don't know. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of groups looking at this issue in addition to the pork industry, and that is one of several ideas that have been floated, that perhaps the 5-year time frame is unrealistic given the commitment of resources, the amount of time it takes to review any new scientific evidence, whether it comes from the Nutrition Evidence Library or, in the case of this past committee, largely from outside it. It is a very labor and resource intensive project to redo these guidelines, so the 5-year time frame has been called into question by a lot of organizations as to whether or not that's really appropriate.
I should add, when I introduced Dan is a veterinarian. I had a lot of experience in public health, and so he's a big asset to our group in Washington, D.C., and works hand-in-hand with our chief veterinarian, Dr. Liz Wagstrom. So, any other questions? Yes, sir. You mean, I think I know what you're referring to here. Well, I said that the meat products can be lean, red, and processed at the same time. Okay, and the example is that, ham, for example, can fit all three of those categories. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Dan. Always bring my best man with me.